Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Test of Time News.
Episode 477.
Oh, now you know. So normally Elon's X's of the week are later in the show, but Elon's X posts are the news this week. So we'll start on TTN today with Elon's X's of the week. So this is a Donald Trump post from 2013. I cannot believe the Republicans are extending the debt ceiling. I am a Republican and I am embarrassed.
And Elon said wise words.
Then Elon reposted another Donald Trump post from 2012. No member of Congress should be eligible for re-election if our country's budget is not balanced, deficits not allowed.
Elon said just a couple days ago, I couldn't agree more.
And we should mention why we're doing this. There's been a lot of back and forth between Elon and President Trump, and we're going in chronological order to show you what actually took place, because it happened so fast that I think a lot of people got confused. So then Trump announced that they were cutting funding for California's high-speed rail.
Elon said, sensible move by President Trump.
Elon posted, slim, beautiful bill for the win. Keep the good, remove the bad. Then at 11:59 a.m. Eastern on Thursday, Donald Trump said this.
All of the things that we're doing, nobody's ever seen anything like it. And, you know, Elon's upset because we took the EV mandate and, you know, which was a lot of money for electric vehicles. And, you know, they're having a hard time, the electric vehicles. And they want us to pay billions of dollars in subsidy. And, you know, Elon knew this from the beginning. He knew it for a long time ago. That's been in there. That's been, I would say, J.D., that hasn't changed. That's been right from the beginning, Mr. Secretary. That hasn't changed at all, right from the beginning. But I know that it disturbed him.
Elon responded, whatever. Keep the EV solar incentive cuts in the bill, even though no oil and gas subsidies are touched. Very unfair. But ditch the mountain of disgusting pork in the bill. In the entire history of civilization, there's never been legislation that's both big and beautiful. Everyone knows this. Either you get a big and ugly bill or a slim and beautiful bill. Slim and beautiful is the way. Then a few minutes later, President Trump said this.
Well, but if they picked him, I would have won Pennsylvania. I won it by a lot. But I'm very disappointed because Elon knew the inner workings of this bill better than almost anybody sitting here, better than you people. He knew everything about it. He had no problem with it. All of a sudden, he had a problem, and he only developed the problem when he found out that we're going to have to cut the EV mandate, because that's billions and billions of dollars, and it really is unfair. We want to have cars of all types. Electric, we want to have electric, but we want to have a gasoline combustion. We want to have different. We want to have hybrids. We want to have all. We want to be able to sell everything. And when that was cut, and Congress wanted to cut it, it became a little bit different. And I can understand that. But he knew every aspect of this bill. He knew it better than almost anybody. And he never had a problem until right after he left. And if you saw the statements he made about me, which I'm sure you can get very easily, it's very fresh on tape. He said the most beautiful things about me. And he hasn't said bad about me personally, but I'm sure that'll be next. But I'm very disappointed in Elon. I've helped Elon a lot.
Elon said, false. This bill was never shown to me even once and was passed in the dead of night, so fast that almost no one in Congress could even read it.
And there was a community note that in 2021, Elon Musk supported eliminating EV tax credits and gas and oil subsidies, calling Biden's EV spending bill unnecessary. He made a similar comment in June of 2025 about the big, beautiful bill. Elon then posted, without me, Trump would have lost the election. Dems would control the House and the Republicans would be 51-49 in the Senate. Such ingratitude. Then Elon posted all of these Donald Trump posts from the past few years talking about basically wanting to balance the budget.
He went on to say, where is this guy today? Where is the man who wrote these words? Was he replaced by a body double?
Then Elon reposted a Donald Trump post from 2012. No member of Congress should be eligible for re-election if our country's budget is not balanced, deficits not allowed. And Elon said 100%.
And then Elon posted, remember this, Donald Trump?
Elon called yet? They said, no, sir. the next day. What about Elon? Did he call? He never even mentioned it to me, never complained until this moment. I'm just bringing it up. Who would do that? Yeah. He has never asked me for a thing. And he's built this great company, and he shouldn't be penalized because he's a patriot. He's an incredible patriot. And I don't even know if he's a Republican.
Mr. President.
Elon then said the big ugly bill will increase the deficit to $2.5 trillion. And he asked, is it time to create a new political party in America that actually represents the 80% in the middle? And the final vote came in with 5.6 million votes. 80.4% said yes.
That would be the 80% in the middle.
So Elon said, the people have spoken. A new political party is needed in America to represent the 80% in the middle. And exactly 80% of people agree. This is fate. America Party has a nice ring to it. The party that actually represents America. Then Elon reminded everyone, this is me in 2021.
We don't need the $7,500 tax credit. I would say, honestly, I would just can this whole bill. Don't pass it. That's my recommendation.
What about the support, though, for the charging network? I mean, there are parts of this bill.
No? No. I mean, do we need support for gas stations? We don't. So there's no need for this for support for a charging network. I would delete it. Delete.
Okay. All right.
I'm literally saying get rid of all subsidies, but also for oil and gas.
And then this post, and some food for thought as they ponder this question. Trump has 3.5 years left as president, but I will be around for 40 plus years. Then it looks like the president responded with this.
Things are happening in this room. And I'll tell you, he's not the first. People leave my administration and they love us. And then at some point they miss it so badly. And some of them embrace it and some of them actually become hostile. I don't know what it is. It's sort of Trump derangement syndrome, I guess they call it. But we have it with others, too. They leave and they wake up in the morning and the glamour's gone. The whole world is different and they become hostile. I don't know what it is. Someday you'll write a book about it and you'll let us know.
Elon, meanwhile, said, where is the Mike Johnson of 2023, who was basically talking about the federal debt? And Elon said, I super agree with this guy. Then Elon posted, not even those in Congress who had to vote on the big ugly spending bill had time to read it. Then Elon posted Senator John Thune saying this back in 2020. Our nation is deeply, deeply in debt right now. Next year, our country will owe more than we produce for the first time since the end of World War II. That's a very bad place to be. And Elon said,
where is the John Thune of 2020?
Elon reposted, not Jerome Powell's post, of who is right, Elon or Donald.
And Elon got 76.5% of the vote.
Then we could see that reality is crumbling because Gordon Johnson, remember Gordon Johnson, the Tesla short seller? He posted to the question, who is right? He posted, Musk is, and I'm not even a huge fan of the man.
Dogs and cats sleeping together, huh?
Elon reminded us all that this is what Trump said about Jared Isaacman, whose nomination was just taken away from being the head administrator of NASA. Then Donald Trump posted, Elon was wearing thin. I asked him to leave. I took away his EV mandate that forced everyone to buy electric cars that nobody else wanted, that he knew for months I was going to do, and he just went crazy.
Elon said, such an obvious lie. So sad. Because, I mean, Elon didn't want an EV mandate.
Nope. Eric Berger posted, this would both end the International Space Station and simultaneously provide no way to safely deorbit it, because Elon said he was going to decommission Dragon. And Elon said,
this just gets better and better. Go ahead, make my day.
Then a lot of people tried to step in and smooth things over. Bill Ackman said, I support Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and they should make peace for the benefit of our great country. We are much stronger together than apart.
Elon said, you're not wrong.
But then Elon upped the ante and said, time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. This is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT. Mark this post for the future. The truth will come out. Then Elon posted what the president said just a couple months ago in a cabinet meeting.
People, we're lucky to have. I have to tell you, I want to thank you all. And Elon, I want to thank you. I know you've been through a lot with this horrible situation that happens.
I'm running the cause,
That's right. Saving America.
It's very unfair. What he is a patriot.
And Elon posted with the emoji.
Then Elon continued on his rampage and said the Trump tariffs will cause a recession in the second half of this year. Then Zach posted, this seems like a problem.
What is he talking about?
Do you see the page count of the big beautiful bill?
It's 1,116 pages long.
This is the Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Same number of pages. That was given to Congress with less than 2 days to read it. So do you think you could write me a book report on those three books for me in 2 days? Thank you.
I mean,
And I want you to really understand it all.
Sure. But I mean, at least
I'm going to ask a lot of tough questions about it.
Sure. I mean, it's at least it's a fun series to read. I don't know if I can get through it in 2 days.
No, you have to. And you have to have all you have to know it all.
But I mean, what if this was all in legalese?
I know, right?
And then the orcs in subsection 2 and Elon said, yes.
Alaska, which is this teeny little account on X, posted, this is a shame, this back and forth. You are both better than this. Cool off and take a step back for a couple days.
And then Elon said, good advice. Okay, we won't decommission Dragon.
Heidi posted, please make up. Don't kiss, though.
Elon laughed.
Then Steve Bannon upped the ante by saying, President Trump tonight should sign an executive order calling up the Defense Production Act and seize SpaceX tonight before midnight.
And then Elon said, Bannon is a communist retard, and then Bannon is a criminal. He went on to say Bannon advocates crime because he is a criminal.
Warren Redlick reminded everyone that Elon criticized Congress, not Trump. Trump then attacked Elon personally.
And Elon said exactly.
And by the way, we're going to continue talking about this on Patreon bonus stories today because I think a lot of people would like to hear our take on what we think happened and what's going on. So because we don't have time here to do it, we'll do it on Patreon. We'll see you guys there. Please join us for as little as a buck a month. Now, Dmitry Medvedev, who's the Russian foreign minister, said, we are ready to facilitate the conclusion of a peace deal between Donald Trump and Elon for a reasonable fee and to accept Starlink shares as payment. Don't fight, guys.
Elon laughed.
Donald Trump then said this.
What's your view on Elon Musk as of today? I mean, have you heard from him at all?
Honestly, I've been so busy working with China, working on Russia, working on Iran, working on so many. I'm not thinking about Elon. On the China, I just wish him well.
Elon said likewise.
That's kind of good. Things were cooling off a little bit, it seems. Then President Trump went on to say this about Elon Musk's contracts.
And a good way to save money could be to cancel some of Musk's contracts. How seriously are you considering that?
I'll take a look at everything. I'll look at everything. He's got a lot of money. He gets a lot of subsidy. So we'll take a look at that. Only if it's fair. Only if it's fair for him and for the country, I would certainly think about it. Yeah, but it has to be fair.
Elon.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
And said, fair enough. And I think because all of his contracts are pretty much fair, there's not. I know that you might think that I'm biased, but I just. Most of his contracts, especially with SpaceX, nobody else can really do since nobody else can land rockets besides, I guess, the Chinese now.
Roman Helmet Guy posted, one, Elon starts a new political party. Two, it gets 20% of the vote. Three, mostly from former Republicans. Four, Democrats win a supermajority. Five, Democrats throw Elon in prison.
And Elon said, yeah, pretty much.
Then Vice President J.D. Vance was on Theo Vaughn's podcast, and he said this.
I don't think so. So hopefully Elon figures it out, comes back into the fold. I know the president, you know, for a couple days, I'll tell you, just, you know, I don't want to reveal too many confidences, but, you know, was getting a little frustrated, feeling like some of the criticisms were unfair coming from Elon. But I think it's been very restrained because the president doesn't think that he needs to be in a blood feud with Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. And I actually think if Elon chilled out a little bit, everything would be fine.
And Elon said, cool.
Then Elon deleted this post on Saturday. So the Epstein Files post, that's a good sign if you're trying to make up, I guess.
Then Elon said, most entertaining outcome is most likely. I'm not sure what he means by that.
You may remember that Elon said this back in 2022. For Twitter to deserve public trust, it must be politically neutral, which effectively means upsetting the far right and the far left equally.
And Holmar's catalog said, mission accomplished.
Bradford Ferguson, who has blocked us, by the way, said, alternative take. Elon is serious. He wants Malay-style reform in America. Musk's desire for serious spending cuts and reform of both the bureaucracy and the gavelocracy. Musk's fight with Trump is neither a stunt nor a distraction.
And Elon said, correct.
Woo! All right. So we'll be talking more about that on Patreon bonus stories, but let's get into some other news this week. Tesla posted, produced our 8 millionth vehicle at Giga Berlin.
Elon said, congratulations, Giga Berlin team. Wow, so I guess that 7 million figure we've been saying for a while needs to be updated.
Yeah, I mean, my research with Grok found that there are approximately 7.85 million Teslas on the road today.
Right, because not every Tesla made has survived until today. Some have been burned by protesters, for example.
As of May, Tesla has become the top-selling imported car brand in South Korea for the first time since Tesla started selling its cars in Korea back in March of 2017.
The Korea Automobile Importers and Distributors Association, KAIDA, said that Tesla sold 6,570 vehicles in South Korea in May, beating out Mercedes-Benz with 6,415 and BMW with 6,405.
The new Model Y accounted for 94.9% of Tesla's sales, making Tesla not only the number one imported brand, but the Model Y the number one imported car in South Korea.
Yeah, that's over two times what the next closest car, the Mercedes-Benz E-Class, sold in May.
Tesla has launched a new webpage on their Tesla.com website dedicated to FSD.
We learned from it that FSD supervised has been driven over 3.8 billion miles.
We also learned that Tesla's data shows that FSD supervised is 54% safer than human drivers. I've been kind of wondering that for a while. Are we 6 times safer, 10 times safer? But according to this, we're only 54% safer.
FSD so far has been trained on over 100 years of real-world driving data scenarios from Tesla's fleet of over 6 million vehicles.
And what I'd like to know from you guys is, how safe do you think FSD should be before regulators allow it? So 3 times safer, 5 times, 10 times? Like, what do you think? I'm kind of in the camp of, if it's, say, 3 times safer than humans, that's great. But
not 2 times?
I mean, that's great too. But I mean, I think like 3 times is kind of like...
What about 1.5 times?
I don't know. Comment down below. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
So Tesla has just introduced a new incentive for people to buy Cybertrucks, 0% APR in the U.S. if you include FSD.
So we carry the one.
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, I just did some math on my head, and I think it's actually cheaper to buy the $8,000 FSD with the 0% APR than it is to buy the Cybertruck without FSD for a standard 60-month 5.5 APR loan. Grok, is that true?
Wow. Grok says that the savings with FSD and 0% APR is over $3,000. You're right.
Shut up and take my money.
So why is Tesla doing this?
I mean, I think Tesla needs more Cybertruck FSD driving data. So since FSD is so good now, Tesla needs even more miles of driving to get some critical interventions so that they can actually train the system. And as we know, like, it can take sometimes miles before you get that.
And they didn't want to offer like free FSD on a Cybertruck, even though that's essentially what they're doing. And it's actually even cheaper than that. But they don't have to pay for it, except they do because interest. But how do you offer a 0% loan? I don't know how.
So we just reviewed the fifth wheel V30 Pro e-scooter over on our Now Let's Review channel.
If you're looking for a budget scooter, maybe keep it in the trunk for scooting around while supercharging.
Or to dip your toe into e-mobility, the fifth wheel V30 Pro might be a good choice.
Check out our review where we cover all the features, the build quality, the comfort, the power, etc. over on our Now Let's Review channel.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And Starlink posted, in response to the Canadian wildfires, Starlink is providing 1 month of free service to existing and new customers in the impacted areas. Yeah, over 33,000 people are impacted. And if they want to get Starlink free for a month, they can.
That's awesome.
So Robin posted this. Check out these Starlink minis on taxis in Zimbabwe. Connectivity isn't something we usually think about too much in Europe or the US, but Starlink is crucial for things like this in places like Zimbabwe.
So that's interesting. So while you're driving, you have a Wi-Fi hotspot if you're in the taxi. And if you're driving through a dead zone, you know, I have 5G. I don't need. But if you're in Zimbabwe, you probably don't have 5G all the time. Elon posted Starlink now in Dominica.
So Dominican Republic?
No, Dominica. Time to play. Where is Dominica on the map? Okay, point at your screens. Don't move that finger. Here it is. Ding, 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 ding.
Never would have guessed that.
So it's south of Guadalupe and north of Martinique in the Caribbean.
Wow. So at Starbase Texas, SpaceX successfully static fired the 33 engines of Booster 16 ahead of preparations for Starship Flight 10.
Hopefully that will be happening later this month.
Starship Gazer posted first look at the new Lind air separation plant under construction in Brownsville, Texas, to supply Starbase and Starship with liquid oxygen, liquid nitrogen, and more.
Interesting.
Got to make your own plant down there if you want to supply it all.
And that means you're just sucking the oxygen right out of the air.
I guess so.
Whoa, will we breathe?
It's local air. All right, it's time for sunspots. And this chart from Ember shows two countries and two energy sources from 2015 through 2025. Red is China, blue is the US.
Okay, so let's see. That thick red line that's taking off is Chinese solar. Wow. And then the thinner red line that's growing steadily but not exponentially is Chinese nuclear.
And then U.S. nuclear has been slowly declining because we haven't built any new plants in years.
And U.S. solar is growing fast from less than 5 terawatt hours per month in 2015 to an average of 25 terawatt hours per month today.
And Elon said, solar power is so obviously the future for anyone who can do elementary math. And if you'd like to get solar on your house and you know how to do elementary math, but you don't know how to do all the tax stuff and all the incentives, talk to our friends at Energy Pal. They know how to do that stuff. They'll do it for you for free. Let them know that Zach and Jesse sent you. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. Head on over there. Join us for as little as a buck a month and check out what we have to offer and support the show. It really would be great to see you there. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the Patreon shoutouts. These are people who support us for $5 or more a month. They get their names in the end credits. Who do we got this week?
We've got Donald Biddle,
Christopher Michael Mellinger O+,
Brian Henry,
and Barbara Warren. Thank you so much, guys. We couldn't do the show without your support. And of course, one of the perks you get by being a Patreon is you can join the Patreon poll. This week we asked,
what should Elon do?
Elon's been busy posting on X about the big, beautiful bill, a new political party, and is falling out with President Trump. What do you think Elon should do? All right, so let's see. 21% said Elon should start the New America Party. 16% said Elon should make up with President Trump. 53%, the majority, said Elon should keep to his principles about the nation's debt. And then 10% said other. Brian kind of summed up with a lot of people were saying Elon should get out of politics. It is not his forte. And what do you guys think? Comment down below. All right, it's time for Supercharger reviews, and I think you're up next.
I am.
All right, so we're at the brand new Hooksett Supercharger in Hooksett, New Hampshire. There's already two other superchargers in Hooksett, New Hampshire. They're both the northbound and the southbound, but they're 150 kilowatts, and these are level fours. So this is pretty cool. And as you can see, I've got two e-bikes on the back, and the cord still reaches with like plenty to spare. So that's awesome. You still probably need pull-ins, I would say, and there's no pull-ins at this one just because they're all, you know, version fours, but pretty cool. I didn't have to take up multiple slots.
What else is around here?
There's a Target, a Petco, a Kohl's, Five Below, Dollar Tree. Not much. Not much in the, I mean, I guess Target, if you're looking for just general stuff. You could definitely get a drink. You could definitely go to the bathroom. Bit of a hike. Not the worst I've seen.
How many stars?
I'm going to give this a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Now you know.
Yeah, that was the new one in Hooksett, New Hampshire. So we got three up there. And this one was great because it was so freaking fast.
And the cable was so long that we were able to plug in even though we had bikes on the back.
It was great. All right, what do we got for new superchargers?
We got the 8-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Blackfoot, Idaho.
We got the 20-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Davis, California.
Number 12 in Idaho is the 8-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in American Falls, Idaho.
Number 84 in Sweden, the 14-stall version 3 and 4 in Sollentuna, Sweden.
An expansion from 12 to 20 stalls version 4 in Vöhringen, Germany.
The 16 stall version 4 in La Hospitalet de Infants, Spain. Is that really the name of the town?
The Infant Hospital?
Is that the town's name?
Maybe it's different in Spanish.
Comment down below.
Been a while since I've done my Spanish. Number 191 in Texas is the 16 stall version 4 in Houston, Texas.
Number 35 in South Carolina, the 16 stall version 4 in Anderson, South Carolina.
Number 85 in Spain is the 8 stall version 4 in Agua Dulce, Spain.
An expansion from 28 to 43 stalls version 3s and 4s in Paso Robles, California.
The 3-stall version 3 in Changzhou, China.
The 6-stall version 3 in Shanghai, China.
Number 2,222 in China is the 3-stall version 3 in Daizhou, China.
The 11-stall version 4 in Milpitas, California.
The 12-stall version 4 in Newark, California.
The 12-stall version 4 in San Ramon, California.
Number 69, nice, in Georgia. The 12-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Savannah, finally.
Number 89 in New Jersey, the 8-stall version 4 in Pine Brook.
Number 558 in California is the 15-stall version 4 in San Jose, California.
Number 17 in New Mexico, the 12-stall version 4 in Raton, New Mexico. Raton? Tell me down in the comments.
Expansion from 8 to 20 stalls, the version 3 and 4 in Wavre, Belgium.
And number 52 in Colorado, number 2663 in the USA, number 7286 in the world is the 16-stall version 4 in Aurora, Colorado. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. We will see you on Tuesday. Now you know.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.